Okay, and welcome back to another episode of the Sam Smith Audio Show, guys. I finally got Brett Cole back over here, and he brought his buddy Hayden. And what's going on, guys?
Oh, you know, quarantine. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, I wish I could say that I've been working. They've been keeping us up there at the VA.
I just started working last week.
Really?
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, everything's starting to kind of open back up, but I'm kind of wondering about that. Is it, like, you know, I don't know if it's such a good idea.
It's not. It's a terrible
idea.
That's
why I haven't gone back to work yet. I'm just not doing it until, I guess, they want me to come back sooner. But...
Yeah. Yeah, you got to look out for yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, the episode went, like, just complete dog shit last time I had you over here. And, that was my fault. I should have sound checked and all that stuff. But
probably.
I was all jacked up on fucking coffee when we got here. I was drinking those tall boys, the Starbucks coffees and shit.
I'm all hyped up on
I was.
Oh, Lord. That's all right. We did today, so that's what matters.
And it's going good.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck it all up.
I see it happening, so as long as I see it happening, it's happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's like,
man,
if it's on television. It's
I've got everything on the charger, you know, did sound checks and stuff before we started, so a little more professional. You know.
Anyways, getting there.
For the most part.
Getting there, slowly.
I mean, it's a podcast, you know, it's not a... You know, radio. So I'm not trying to spend a whole bunch of money on it, you know.
Doesn't
because
Corey just record his in, like, his living room there for a little while? Or
well,
he did?
It was in his house, yeah, but I think he's built a space for it now. Some kind of designated space.
Yeah.
Crashcast.
Yeah. I listen to Corey's podcast. I've been trying to get him to come on the show. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's probably not going to happen, but.
Competition.
Yeah, no, I don't look
really
at it like
not
competition
really
at all. Yeah, but, no, you have, there's some people out there that look at shit like that, you know, but
yeah.
I look at it like, you know, he's another podcaster, you know what I mean? You gotta, you know, look out for each other, man, and the, you know, and the that kind of scene, you know, and, like, locally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've done podcasts with, other podcasters out in California and shit, and, you know, it's good to help each other out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what it's like to help someone.
Shut
out.
Up.
Too many people. Shut up.
So, you just moved in with...
Hayden, yeah.
I saw that.
Part of the reason why
Facebook.
He's here is... I believe it's about to be official, isn't it?
No.
It's not? Oh, he changed his mind. Where Brett Cole Photography will be merging and be a division of Unparalleled Media.
Oh, that's what you was wanting to say?
Yeah.
Dang.
So,
yeah.
It's kind of a...
That's going to be sick.
Good role. I'll be still doing stuff on my own, but majority of my business will be going through Unparalleled Images and everything.
Yeah.
I'll be working for Hayden, essentially.
Okay.
Ultimately, I just want to make a pretty big company and media company out of everything. That's not just me, but... series of mini photographers and creative people. So.
Yeah.
Starting with me. I'm the first.
I mean, ultimately, my goal is to make movies, and that's what I want to do. But, like I said, I need a team. I just want my own media company. So.
Yeah. I've been working on, like, trying to put together, like, a rough draft for a screenplay, and I actually got inspiration for it from when all my equipment fucked up. Trying to get you on the show and stuff, and I was like, this would make a perfect, like, you know, little movie, like a short film. And I was like, I'm gonna fucking, like, write a fucking, you know, so I wrote a whole little fucking screenplay and shit based around, like, the idea, and I'm fucking calling it The Podcast. And,
just a comedy movie. That's what it needs to be.
Yeah, it's gonna be a comedy, yeah. But,
do you think Seth Rogen will jump on board?
Maybe.
Yeah. But, dude, that'd be sick, but I doubt it. You know. Yeah. No, I'm
just
going to,
we'll just get him in for a minute.
Yeah.
Literally a minute.
Yeah, I've got a disc golf scene that I threw in there. I don't know if you guys like disc golf.
I don't play often, but I don't mind it when I do.
I love it, man.
Extreme frisbee is all
of
this.
I used to play a lot with my friends.
There's somebody out there right now that takes that shit super seriously. It's just their fucking heads fixing to be.
Yeah, if he's listening to
that. Yeah, Dalton. But also, sometimes I'm just a joke. I go to Burns Park literally all the time.
Their fucking heads are
going to explode. And they're always there playing frisbee golf and disc golf. All the time. 24/7. Cold. Snowing.
Oh, no. I can't do that, man.
Dude, they're out there, man.
I play, but it's got to be a dry day.
What's up? I was showing Passion earlier, and she was liking it. She's into it.
Tellez, man.
No, tell us,
whatever Tellez is. Tellez.
I saw the music video. So,
yes,
what
was
that
project,
like?
That's the project I couldn't talk about last time I was here.
Yeah.
It's out now, so it doesn't really matter. Mm-mm. But I did that. It was kind of spur of the moment. And Hayden helped me edit it because I didn't have any idea what I was doing editing-wise or filming-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out pretty good. We're actually nearing 7,000 views, and it's only been out for 4 days.
Damn,
yeah.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
It is definitely for someone that just has it, because, Jose didn't do it's not that he didn't do a great job of marketing, he just didn't do it in general, and he tried to just let his thing grow too organically, and we're not, paying for promotion necessarily. We have paid for some, ads, but other than that, we just want to make sure that we're getting it to our friends first and then trying to make it spread from there.
Yeah.
I mean, in the last 2 weeks, he's gained a lot of followers on Facebook and Instagram. And so it's going good. We just want to build it up to where he can actually start playing shows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
When shows can actually happen again.
Yeah,
But we'll be ready for it.
Hopefully.
He better be.
Man, it's going to be a while probably before shows will happen again.
Honestly, I don't see it probably happening too much this year at all.
Check this out, though. Germany, man. Pretty sure it was Germany that opened a fucking drive-in disco.
What?
Yes, I swear to God.
Drive-in disco?
It's a drive-in disco,
Why
man.
Why is disco still alive?
It's
alive.
They're Europeans, man. I mean, but no, it looked fucking sick, dude. I would have went to it, man. If they had...
Somewhere in the States, I can't remember where, it was West Coast somewhere, had drive-in strip clubs.
I saw that, man.
It's okay. Mark Riblett's doing the best thing ever. He's going to be the first artist to set up a full U.S. tour at drive-in theaters.
Oh, shit.
So he's going to perform at drive-in theaters. So
people can be a demo derby for Mosh Pit.
Well, I was thinking, what if we could put together a fucking drive-in pop-punk show, man? For real, I swear to God, you just drive into the parking lot of Vino's, park in your car, nobody's allowed to fucking get out of your car, but you just roll down the fucking windows and you listen to the music from your car, man. You know what I mean? You bring people with you in your car, your close circle that probably isn't going to fucking have the coronavirus. Four people to a car, max, you know what I'm saying, with masks on and shit, you know what I'm saying, a driving fucking show, man. I would go to it. Yeah.
I just want them back. I want to take pictures.
Yeah.
Shows.
Somebody's fucking car would be rocking fucking back and forth. Dude, that'd be some sick shit to get pictures of, too,
Would it just be because people are doing bad things in their car?
I mean, they would probably be both, man.
What if we fucked in the backseat of the pop punk show?
That's a fucking Blink-182 song title right there, man.
Right, that's every kind of photo shoot.
It's not what I want to do.
What?
Just look like a fucking creep walking by other people's car. Oh, they're fucking chink.
No, I mean, not do that, but not zoom in on people's car and shit like that. You know what I mean? Just from a distance or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be fucking pretty cool, man. Footage of the bands playing and, maybe some aerial footage of, how many cars and shit actually showed up to this thing to support it and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And shit like that, man. That'd be fucking sick.
Could be. Too bad we couldn't get it to happen in Arkansas.
Yeah.
That
would take a lot of shit to put together, you know?
I'm still enjoying the live stream shows.
Oh, yeah, I like them, too.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that stuff with Necrosomnium and their stuff. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
They've got a sweet spot for it, too. Like, crazy. Like, it's, what is it, a storage shed, essentially? Storage room?
Kind of, like, it's like a...
But they turned it into, like, an indoor music venue.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, and it's art really studio. Sick.
Yeah, that's what you was telling me last time you was here, man.
It's really like, sick, and they're going to... They're going to do some live streams out of it and stuff, and we're getting that set up for them and going to help them out run that.
Yeah, okay. Hell
try to get
yeah.
some more local bands in, interested in doing it, but...
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Telez will do it, since I'm saying it wrong.
Yep, you're getting it, though.
Shut up.
Soon he'll be saying it.
No, he won't. It's his last name. Why would he pronounce his last name wrong?
I've been over this with him already.
Yeah.
It's going to be easier just to go with the flow, because that's what everybody's going to call him.
So, has this slowed down y'all's work with photography and shit still
yeah.
with all the stuff going on?
I've shot a
quite
few
a
times.
Bit. Yeah.
Not too much. I mean, honestly, I would shoot right now, if the situation was right, I guess, but not most of the time the situation isn't right, as in, like, you know, whether it, even if we are distancing ourselves, like, what's the risk, you know? I mean, I want to shoot, and I, like I said, I have done a few shoots, but more or less, it's just not happened too much. But I haven't tried to catch up on editing. I haven't done very good at that either.
We did some stuff with my car.
Yeah.
But that's easy to take pictures of a car.
Yeah.
While trying to social distance.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a lot with portraiture, so most of the people, or most of the subjects I work with are people.
Yeah. Yeah, man, so you're not working with, like, big crowds, but you're not around big crowds of people and shit like
not
that,
really.
You know? It's pretty much just you and whoever, you know, wants
yeah.
their picture taken. So
yeah,
that's,
which is nobody right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it doesn't seem like you'd be, you know, fucking up social distancing too bad, you know? I mean, you're going to be a pretty, you know, a good distance away from them a lot of times when you're shooting.
Well, yeah, and if I'm shooting, like, with a 50 or 85 millimeter, which I'm going to be doing, a lot more of an 85 when I'm doing portraiture, I'm minimum 6 feet back from them just because
yeah.
of the way the focal length works.
Mm-hmm.
So
here comes all this technical camera talk.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
No, I was kidding.
No,
come on.
He doesn't want to learn.
Enlighten.
See, this is what I have to deal with. That he doesn't want to learn.
You locked me out of the house twice.
Yeah, what happened with that, man?
He didn't give me a key. Until, like, the other day.
Oh,
and he locked
shit.
Me out twice. I roll up. I'd be like, hey, I'll be home at this time. And I roll up, and he's not there.
I was at my
man. How'd you get in?
Waited on him. Sat in my car.
And he didn't even wait 2 minutes either time.
No, I always message immediately. And then they post on his Facebook wall. So
I take it it's not like one of those old doors where you can take a fucking credit
card. Oh, he definitely could have.
Where's the fun in that? I like torturing him on
social media. I used to
media.
Get into my old house like that. I lived in this little trailer park over here in Jacksonville in the middle of the ghetto, man. And like, I could literally pop my fucking door open with anything. I was like, this is not safe. This is way too easy for me to do. Like, you know, I don't even need a key.
Well, the thing about my house is, like, I have a bolt lock. I just don't have it in the door. But I have cameras, like, all around my house. So.
Yeah, no, that's fucking badass, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We need to figure out who destroyed the pillow. We came home. We went and got David's Burgers earlier. We came home, and there was a memory foam pillow all over the floor, just shredded across the living room.
Yeah,
oh,
geez. This is what happened. Cooper grabbed it, and when Cooper grabbed it, Toma was like, oh, that's mine. Grabs it again, and then they're like, no. And
the
then it gets fucked up
yeah.
real quick.
Yeah.
Because I got a husky, and he's like, oh, no.
That's Cooper, too. Cooper gets his mouth on anything and destroys it.
And then once they get inside of it, they're like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs.
I don't have dogs, but I have kids, man. They can tear up
some shit,
too.
It's okay, we're about to have a kid living in the house, too. So.
Yeah. I came home from work, and there's a big fucking tear on the back of my couch, and stuffing was pulled out of it and shit. The kids, like, accidentally ripped it open. I was like, damn. So, but... My sister said she was going to come over and sew it up for me, and I'm going to pay her to do that, and then hopefully they don't rip it open again, you know?
If it's not bad, it'll be something.
Yeah.
I have four nephews, and the oldest one's 9, and the youngest two are twins, and they're 4. So, like, and then the middle one technically 6. So.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
I can imagine, man. Yeah. So, tell us. That's down for answer, right?
No. No, technically, no. It's Tejas.
Tejas.
I'm going to explain it.
Okay.
So, it's Tejas, but it's Tay as, and it has 2 L's. So, it's T-E-L-L-E-Z. And I told Jose, and I'm being honest with him, as much as it would piss me off, too, if it was my name, you might as well just go by Tejas, because everyone that ever reads it with basic English knowledge is going to say Tejas.
Mm-hmm. He's right.
And not because they don't know better, but because they're not going to know that he's Hispanic at first, probably, unless they see a video or whatever. So they're going to just assume that it's Tejas. And I'm like, dude, you might as well just go by that.
Well, see, with me, I don't speak Spanish at all. Like, I don't know Spanish, so,
well,
you know.
Even in, like, I don't either, but even in Spanish, I don't see how that makes sense. There's 2 L's there.
Yeah.
But I don't speak Spanish.
I don't either, so, you know, whenever I saw the way it was spelled, I was like, oh, Tejas.
By that logic, it'd be tortilla and not tortilla.
You're right.
But why isn't it llama and not llama?
I don't know. I guess that...
Yeah. Spanish is great.
I
Jesus is
Jesus,
you know.
I worry about the ignorance of English, because that's what I have to deal with.
Either way, what was your question about him?
Damn.
You got him distracted.
I got
stoned. Sorry.
No, it's totally fine. Anyways, fuck, man. Oh, yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of him to get him on the show, too, but,
he just lives in Russellville, so.
That's what, I know it,
it's
man.
We have a hard time getting him up here to work with him on shit.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna
try to
move him here.
Yeah. You told me I already hit him up, last time he was over here, so I was
he
like,
should do it.
Yeah. But,
I better do it. I think we both advised him to do it. We're technically not only, like, his photographers and music. People who do his video and everything.
Yeah.
We're also his managers. We manage everything for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dude, that's sweet, man. Yeah.
He didn't know what he was doing.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't really, like, and it's not his fault. You know, he's
just
in Russellville.
Started.
He just started last year.
He said not even a year.
Yeah, it's not even been a year.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and
so
he just didn't
mixing
really know.
All his own shit?
No, he actually has someone that does it in Fort Smith and Texarkana.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's cool.
And whoever's doing it's really good, too.
For sure.
But he just didn't know how to market himself, and that's where me and Hayden stepped in. We're like, hey, we can do that for you, because we both have
marketing
over
1,000
followers
sucks.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
I went to school for it. So I mean, I never really used it. When I worked at Verizon for 6 years, I went to school, and that's where I got my degree in. So, I might as well use it.
Yeah.
I really only wanted to use it for my own business purposes whenever I decided I wanted to create a business, but I didn't know what business I wanted until I started getting back into photography.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He's getting there. I think this music video helped a lot.
I'm coming up on 2 years.
I've been a year. It's been a year for me.
Yeah.
A year.
Where did y'all shoot the music video at?
Shot it in downtown Russellville. Right after, the first part was we did it all in one day. It's probably not the best choice I did, but we ended up getting enough footage. Anyway, but we did it during the day when it was nice and sunny, and then a storm blew through, and I was like, with this quarantine, there's nobody going to be downtown. It was almost 2 o'clock in the morning. We went and finished all those night scenes.
Damn.
Yeah, and I was like, let's just go out here. The streets are going to be wet. The street lights are going to be on. It's going to look sick.
Are you a night owl anyway?
Yeah. Typically.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I don't know. I was up till 5 last night.
Damn, dude.
I got really into Community. Shit. I just started watching Community, and I love it. So,
really?
It's great. Donald Glover is my favorite actor, period. So anything with him in it is great.
Yeah. I just finished the Midnight Gospel, man. And,
I
want
to watch that. I've heard it's really
Duncan
good.
Duncan Trussell's new show. Yeah, it is fucking great, especially if you like podcasting. And
because that's pretty much what it is. He's like a trans-dimensional.
Yeah, have you seen it?
No, I know what it's about. I just haven't watched it yet.
I'm not gonna talk about it anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a bad habit about that with most people. I'll forget, and I would have told them like, But I'm getting better about that. You know,
we've been on a movie binge here lately.
Yeah,
we've been just watching random movies. We watched Godzilla yesterday. We need to watch the second one. 1917 today, which is one of the best filmed movies. Period. It's all one continuous shot. There's no camera cuts or anything. It's all one continuous shot.
Dude.
So when the camera moves, the camera literally moves. It doesn't transition. That's
fucking...
And it's really cool how they do, like, most of the motion. I mean, though it was kind of repetitive how they did it, it is awesome how they did, like, all the talking scenes. Like, they're all panned, like, scenes. So, like, so you get still both faces, and like, in the scene. So it's still, like, there's times where you see both people talking to each other and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, so it's a lot of panning around them whenever they're doing those, like, those scenes. And they actually got really creative with it, too, and it was good.
That is.
Because what they did is they filmed it in four separate sections.
I don't care what anybody says. I love Arkansas.
Arkansas was great. If you haven't watched that, fuck anybody who says it was bad. A couple of our friends on social media were blasting it, saying it was bad. No, it was great. It was filmed really unique, but it was Clark Duke, who plays a character. He's also in, like, The Office and Hot Tub Time Machine and everything. It gave it, like, a really, like, weird... late 70s, early 80s vibes with, like, these super dramatic zoom ins and zoom outs.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
It is. It's
just really enjoyable.
Yeah.
That ending. I didn't see it coming.
Well, I bought it, so I'm glad I like it.
Dude, fucking whenever Kevin Smith shot fucking Clerks, the first one, bro, that was done on, like, super fucking low budget. And, I mean, they had black and white cameras and shit. And it was, like, mainly, like, still shots, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just fucking, that's fucking nuts, man.
We could go on about movies forever. We like movies.
Yeah.
Just like everybody who's been shitting on Rise of Skywalker. It's a great movie. It's a masterpiece.
I haven't seen it yet.
People are shitting on it.
But really?
It's one of the better filmed Star Wars, like, filming style.
I think it's better than, definitely not one of my least.
No, my least favorite will always be the Phantom Menace.
I've just heard that the storyline shit was fucked up.
Yeah.
So not necessarily people shitting on the shitting on the storyline
So they had to progress the last one really fast because Rian Johnson, the guy who directed The Last Jedi, had no idea what he was doing with the Star Wars movie and fucked everything up. So JJ had one movie to fix and explain all the shit that was supposed to happen in 8. So
damn.
That's why it progressed really fast and threw in a bunch of stuff they didn't mention before, because it was supposed to be mentioned in 8, but didn't. So, Rian Johnson can fuck off. He didn't need to touch Star Wars ever again. Talking about letting him direct an episode of The Mandalorian. No, don't let him touch it.
Yeah, no, fuck that, dude. The Mandalorian is fucking dope.
Yes,
man.
We're watching all the Star Wars series right now.
Yeah.
We just started Rebels yesterday.
Okay, hell yeah. Yeah, I was just fixing to ask if y'all are watching the animated series, too.
They all connect, so...
Yeah.
So, I do, yeah. And plus, I'm still into, like, I like anime in general, but I still like that stuff, so... I don't really like the animation on the Star Wars animated series, but...
Because it's Star Wars and it's all canon, so...
Yeah.
I just don't like the animation that much.
As far as man, I like... The did y'all ever get in, like, Ronin Kenshin and shit?
Oh, fuck.
Samurai X.
Never seen either of those.
Yeah. Look, man, some people really haven't seen any of that shit, man.
Well, he's a little bit younger, too.
Oh, you really haven't seen any of that shit? You've never seen Samurai X? You need to go home and fucking watch that movie, man.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Yeah,
I'm about
to be 28. See, and he's not that much younger, but I had an older brother, too, that was really into it.
Yeah.
And it was just a little bit, I think.
I mean, my older brother's the reason why I like anime. He got me into Dragon Ball when I was really young, and that's when I started. And
I think I grew up with, like, Yu Yu Hakusho.
I remember that. I remember
Yu
Yu
Hakusho.
Yeah.
All that.
And Inuyasha. That was just like...
we were talking about Inuyasha the other day, because they're apparently bringing it back. And
Go back and fucking watch that shit, and you'll realize, like, it's... I don't know, man. It was a lot cheesier, they're just fucking chasing each other around, fucking, you know, screaming at each other through the whole episode.
My favorite anime movie is Akira. Akira is my favorite one, and it came out in the 80s. I wasn't even around when that came out, and I still love it. I have it on. I bought the 25th anniversary edition. I was like, this is
Gundam. the Gundam series, dude. Fucking Mobile Suit Gundam and shit. Yeah. Those series fucking never get old, and they're old as fuck. Yeah, they made those before I was born, man. And, I mean, every time I watch them, I'm amazed they was ahead of their fucking time with that anime, if you ask me, yeah. man. And it's so fucking good, man. But you don't hear a whole lot about it anymore, you know?
That's they make new ones, but the new ones are never as good. I mean, there are some of them that have been good, but not all of them.
Yeah, I couldn't stand it whenever they made that one where they're, like, miniature fucking...
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I was like, why'd you have to go on fuck up Mobile Suit Gundam, man? Like, Gundam Wing, y'all should have, like, if y'all ain't gonna do anything serious after that, man, just fucking stop. No. That's the fucking feeling that I got. You know what I mean? It was like mixed emotions and shit. I didn't know whether to be fucking mad or sad. You know.
I'm gonna get a lot of hate.
Really fucked me up.
I never really got into Gundam at all.
Oh,
I just didn't
no.
care for it.
No, dude, it's never too late, man. Yeah. You come over to the dark side.
No, you can't make me. No, you can't.
Can I have my
own room? Live with me. Y'all want a Pepsi? I've got my monster here.
Yeah.
Sponsor. We're
going to
get sponsored by
Monster.
That'd be cool. I had a sponsorship for the show from a Spread Shop. And fucking...
Why don't you get Raid Shadow Legends to sponsor this? That's what sponsors everybody.
Yeah.
Speaking of our sponsors,
that shit
have you guys played Raid Shadow Legends? It's this cool mobile game. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I usually am like, please stop talking.
Most
fast
people don't
forward
give
to whatever YouTube video is going
about
on.
Fuck about mobile games.
Recording like random commercials for these things and start sending it to
them. Well, I have a pretty good like radio announcer voice. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got pretty cool fucking sound effects on my sound card. Make it sound real cheesy.
Auto tune me. Let's go.
Yeah.
No, wait, I was kidding. He was about to do it too.
No. I was about to hit the wire.
Oh, okay. I was like, that would have been appropriate.
Yeah. Fucking.
I thought you were about to auto tune me. I was like, whoa, he's got it. Here he comes.
Yeah, no, man.
There we go. We have a live studio audience. Sam Smith Audio Show was performed in front of a live studio audience.
I need to get some fucking speakers to put up in, like a surround sound to put up in the corner to plug into this, just to where everybody in the neighborhood and shit can hear my podcast going on live and open up this fucking window for the neighbors and shit, you know, and like take breaks and play like fucking levels or fucking like, you know, just like even just get really fucking heavy with it.
Unlicensed EDM beats.
Oh, dude, neighbors would be so fucking pissed, man. Yeah, but it would make a good show, though, you know? Just play new fucking songs from all the fucking, like, hardcore bands and shit that I know.
Go for Gold's new EP's dropping this weekend.
Oh,
Friday.
Yeah. I saw that. And, dude, those guys are fucking just, they kill it, man.
Oh, they've got the right sound. That sound of pop punk is really popular right now.
Yeah, Spencer is the lead singer's name, right?
Yeah.
He's got a fucking sick voice and shit for pop punk, man. I mean, whenever I hear their music, man, I mean, I think fucking, like, taking back Sunday and shit, put them up there with them, you know, and shit as far as fucking, like, they're good, man, so fucking good.
Is your chair uncomfortable, Hayden?
No.
That sucks.
My back hurt way before the chair.
Yeah, dude. No, that chair got
here. We didn't sign a waiver.
Like, that chair got broke, man.
I don't really know. The chair's fine. Like, my back hurt before the chair.
Oh, okay.
He's an old man.
Yeah. What do you do for a living? Do you do, like,
I just do
labor?
Photography, and then I recently started working as a manager at American Eagle part-time.
Mine's
That's...
I'm a delivery driver for Jimmy John's. You know, I just run sandwiches around all day.
That's cool, though, man.
I mean, it hopefully we'll pay the bills. We'll see.
Yeah.
I just started last week.
Doesn't matter if you don't pay the bills, I will.
Yeah.
He's a good boss.
Yeah. I'm fixing to give up.
I'm
fixing to get out of the lawn care
point,
shit.
If you end up owing me 2 months' rent, literally, I'm gonna get a hell of a paycheck from you and Jacob.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So do y'all have anything like new that y'all are working on?
Just the stuff with Telez.
Yeah.
And Necrosomnium.
Yeah, and I work on music all the time.
I mean, that's about it. I don't have anything going on. I mean, I will when I can actually.
What kind of music are you making, man? Metal. Yeah.
He's actually just writing a whole bunch of Taylor Swift cover songs where he sings like Taylor Swift and auto-tunes his voice.
It sounds really good, though.
I'll be sure to listen to that.
Songs like this. Like, I am perfect.
Oh, Jesus.
I make that joke because we got in my car and we connected his phone to my Bluetooth and immediately Taylor Swift started to play.
You can't go wrong with Taylor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
man. Well, Taylor Swift. Man.
I hope she hears this one day.
Oh, I do too. I would love for that to happen.
She's going to hear you call her a bitch and she's going to write a song just about you.
No, it's all right. She's going to see me. I'm her type. Come on. I'm tattooed. I'm like, you know.
He's in love.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
She likes baby faces.
That's because you can't grow a beard.
I can. Come on.
Yeah, I can't grow a beard either, man. Like you can grow a better beard.
I can, it's just coming in.
Beard.
Sure. It's been coming in probably since you were like 18, right?
Actually, no. When I started turning like
my shit don't grow in on the sides.
Mine just has to get a little bigger.
This is it, and it's about to have to get trimmed down.
Yeah.
Because of work.
Yeah.
They were like, you can only have your beard half an inch long. I'm like, to deliver sandwiches, I have to have there's a beard length requirement?
Yeah.
I told my boss that day, too. The regional manager was there, and she's also one of the owners of that store. And I was like, when she mentioned, she's like, you got to do something about your beard. I was like, you telling me to shave it?
Yeah.
She goes, no, you just got to trim it. I was like, good, because I'm not going to lie. If you told me to shave my beard, I would have quit right now.
Yeah. There's
and she just laughed at me because you're joking, right? I was like, no, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
I won't
tell her it's a religious thing. Tell her you're Amish or some
no,
shit,
just,
man.
He says, I can't grow a beard, but the beard's the only thing he can.
Yeah.
I'm pretty, too. I'm sorry, where's your girlfriend? Okay, yeah. Shut up.
It's Lobo.
He
doesn't like, I don't think he likes my girlfriend.
I like your girlfriend.
I'm kicking him out of his own house. Taking over.
Hell
okay, so
yeah.
He pay me rent.
No.
How you liking living in North Florida, man? It's pretty sweet.
I mean, I spent all my time up here anyway. Mm-hmm. Hayden knows. I was up here every other day with him when we could actually go do shit.
Yeah.
And now we can't do anything right now, so we're kind of just,
sitting at the house, yeah.
Watching a lot of TV and playing a lot of video games.
That's what's up, man.
We're both playing through the Assassin's Creed games right now, and The Crew 2 and stuff like that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because I have a huge library of Xbox games, because that's all I do in my free time. If I'm not working on photography, I'm playing video games, so I buy a lot of fucking video games.
Oh, yeah. Have you got into the Animal Crossing thing?
Yes, yes. Lots of Animal Crossing. I actually stopped playing that for a little while. I need to start playing it again.
Yeah.
I have my room properly set up.
I regret that.
Why?
Because, I mean, it's great and everything, but I just don't play it enough.
Yeah.
You get distracted easily. You gotta bounce around from game to game.
Exactly, but I'd rather do that with a game that I like playing. Like, I like bouncing around because I don't have time to play all of them.
You've got nothing but time right now.
But I don't like playing.
Do you guys like Final Fantasy? Final Fantasy?
Yes.
I heard rumors about a fucking Final Fantasy 11 mobile game. And that sounds fucking ridiculous. Whenever I heard it, I was like, that's a big fucking game to put into
Which
a mobile
11?
Game,
I don't
man.
11.
Well,
it's a fucking the first MMO RPG
that's right.
That
that's
they
why
did.
I didn't care for it. I didn't play it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really play any of the MMOs.
It was a pretty big one, but it was
fun. I played 14.
Oh, yeah, it was
I
definitely
it
fun. They popped up around the same time as World of Warcraft, and so that's really what kind of fucked them up, you know what I mean? It's because like, everybody was all into fucking World of Warcraft, including me, but, well, I didn't start playing until after I played Final Fantasy XI and shit, but that game was fucking awesome. Man, it didn't get near enough credit as, you know, what it should have made. I mean, it's fucking way underrated, man. You know, but, I mean, there were things that, you know, you could do in World of Warcraft and shit, you couldn't do in that game. You couldn't make the fucking character, like, you know, dance with click of a fucking button and shit. You know what I mean? You had to type it in and stuff.
I never got into World of Warcraft. I don't like MMOs at all.
Oh, shit.
See, and I love the Elder Scrolls universe, and I couldn't even get into Elder Scrolls Online.
Mm.
It just, like, it feels like all you do is boring tasks, and it never picked up until you got to this ridiculous raid boss you could do, and then you go do this ridiculous raid boss that take you 4 hours to beat, and then you're just like,
yeah,
what do I do now? A bunch role of play, bullshit man. Tasks until you get to the next one.
Yeah. It's fun.
See, I never did the tasks, man. I always got into the role playing and partying up and killing shit. You know, I did tasks, like, in order to get shit, you know what I mean? To make it to new areas. But as far as that, I was just like, man, fuck this, I'm going rogue.
Well, I typically just focus on like skills, and then I go from there.
Yeah, man. You gotta get, like, you know, Dark Knight or Paladin and shit, and you gotta work your way up in levels and stuff like that to get that and do a couple quests.
I did hear Diablo 2 is apparently getting a remaster this year. And yes.
So is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Okay, so everyone loves those games, but when they come out, they're gonna be like, this isn't as good as I remember, and that's the problem with them remastering super old games like that.
Yeah,
they were great for their time, but they're not good now. That's why Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 tanked, because it was literally the same game as the first two.
Really?
But it was like, these are outdated controls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's based off of a super old video game.
Yeah.
So these remasters, like, it's going to sell well because people want it for nostalgic reasons, but it's not going to review well, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean,
I won't play them, but I'll just play them just for the shit of it.
So, for the nostalgia.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be playing.
That's like,
the only ones I care about,
Mortal Kombat and shit. I play that, you know, for the nostalgia, you know what I mean? But
Mortal Kombat's really good now. Mortal Kombat 11 is my favorite fighting game.
It's
so good.
See, I've still got a Sega Genesis, man, that I'll break out and fucking, you know, play the old school fucking Mortal Kombat. The first time I fucking played it, it'd been, like, years, bro. I hadn't played it since I was a fucking kid, and I got this Sega Genesis, and my girlfriend, I think it was my girlfriend that I played the first time I got it, I got my ass kicked, and shit, I was like, damn, I thought I knew the controls, and it's like, nope, you just got schooled by your old lady, man.
What are you doing? I'm going to see if my ukulele
ship. Oh, he's going to play ukulele again.
Really?
I got told by Cleaver yesterday that my shirts were supposed to be out Friday, and that as long as they shipped out Friday, that I'll have them this week.
Yeah.
So,
are you going to be working on some, like, folk punk or something, man?
What do you mean?
Folk punk.
Why would I do that? Oh, he is. Shirts.
That's what I was asking him, man.
Nah, I just like playing ukulele a lot.
Okay. Folk punk is kick-ass, if you ask me, man.
Well, what I'm getting is I'm getting one with pickups in it, too, so I can play, like, through an amp and everything as well.
Yeah.
But still, with a ukulele, I don't know. I actually like writing, like, really, like, sad songs with it.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. I think it's different.
Okay.
Because it's a happy instrument, so.
Yeah.
I think it's just a nice contrast.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I like the ukulele and banjo and shit. I can play the banjo.
Banjo's fucking wild.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Steve Martin's still the best banjo player ever to exist.
Hell yeah.
Have you ever seen him play the banjo?
No.
Watch Steve Martin play the banjo.
I will, man.
He's fucking...
I love
can't
the
what
banjo.
His group's called. It's Steve Martin and something.
Banjo's a crazy instrument. You gotta be really talented to be able to play it. Probably the people that can play it properly are just ridiculous at it.
Yeah, so yeah.
If I could learn an instrument, I think I'd choose the banjo, honestly. And I don't even like the type of music banjo's typically in.
Yeah.
Except for, like, Mumford & Sons. That's the exception.
Yeah.
That's my guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, the banjo's fucking sick, man. And they make electric banjos and all kinds of shit, too, man. So you don't even have to fucking get an acoustic one. The electric banjos sound pretty sick.
I just want to dress in my overalls and sit on the front porch and play my banjo.
Yeah. Have you heard of that fucking, oh shit, dude, that looks sick, man. Hell yeah.
Did you go with the blue one?
Yeah.
It's an electric ukulele.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and it has Fishman pickups in it.
That's going to sound really good.
If you can actually play it. I can. Watch him suck.
That's when you hit the laugh. When do I ever do anything that I'm confident about that I'm bad at?
Everything you do.
Have you played ukulele before? Or
oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I'm not like a proficient, amazing ukuleleist, but ukulist or whatever you want to call it. But I know I've been getting better over the years, and I'm pretty good with, you know, writing my own stuff. I'm not really good at playing other people's music.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just
write. Yeah, you're not good at playing like covers and
yeah,
shit.
I can only write like
I feel you, man. That's cool. I like writing poetry and shit, but I'm not any good at making music. You know, isn't that crazy?
I can play the piano a little bit too, as well, but not very well. I can play the ukulele way better than I can.
That was, dude. I used to like piano and shit. It took me a while to get into it because my grandparents fucking tried like teaching me piano when I was real young and shit, and I was like, I didn't really like it and shit then, you know. But I couldn't play anything else, so I was like, man, fuck it. And I heard Cradle of Filth, Nymphetamine, and I was like, oh, fuck, man. So that made me want to get back into piano and shit, and I learned how to play that song. And then, I don't know, life turned into a big haze for a while. I quit playing piano.
And, I can play the theme song to Final Fantasy 13 on
piano. That's pretty cool, impressive. Man. Yeah, that is.
That's like the only thing I can play on it.
I can't play an instrument at all, so, you know, here I am.
That's a song worth learning, man.
Well, that's a beautiful fucking song. And the piano part, I mean, it's more violin. It gets into, like, crazier, but the piano part is still fun.
You need to learn how to play the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure theme song on piano. That's one worth learning.
Yeah.
yeah,
that's the only song I know how to play on piano. But I actually sat down and taught myself, and it actually wasn't that hard. For the piano part of it.
Listen to him showing off over here. Oh, it wasn't that hard.
It wasn't. It was an easier song, I think. I learned it.
Yeah,
that's
true. Took.
If Hayden can learn it, anybody can.
Yeah,
exactly.
If I could fucking learn how to play piano, I mean, Jesus, dude, you know. But, you know, it took me a while to learn it, though. You know,
it just took me a while to stop having stiff fingers.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's easy. If you can actually sit there and fucking focus on it and take the time to, like, learn it, you know what I mean? And, like, pay attention to it and shit. It's really teaching yourself fucking, you know, use, like, you know, both hands at the same time, man. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's hard to do, you know?
I mean, it is, but, I mean, really, as long as as long as one hand's just playing chords, I can do crazy crap with one. When it's these people that are doing, like,
my grandpa plays ragtime and shit, dude, and I'm like, I can't fucking do that. I'm never going to be that good, man, you know.
It's all right, you can practice.
Yeah, but he's fucking really fucking good, man. That's his go-to and shit, you know. I've always loved that, but then my uncle plays guitar. Everybody in my family is fucking musically talented but me. You know, so I started a podcast that, you know, my whole family probably talked shit about, but it's okay.
I mean, I would sit here and be like, oh, I could do vocals, but then Hayden would be like, no, you can't, you fucking suck. Oh, there we go. I'm all right. Thanks.
Yeah. So how is that going? You're still working on some shit, you know?
Trying to. I'm trying to get Hayden to do something with me, too.
I will.
We're going to do something with two vocals, just like two screamers.
Yeah.
Kind of like volume style. Though.
Okay.
Well, you're not helping me.
That's
well,
gonna be
I'm kidding. Yes,
if there's
trying
one
to get
thing
my
I'm
voice
potentially
back,
better at than
yeah.
doing photos, it's vocal.
My voice has lost it over the last little bit because I haven't really been keeping up with it. So he's helping me retrain myself essentially.
Okay.
So
his
I can do better.
Just his power is more than anything. His tone is fine.
So you're not like starting from the fucking bottom and working your way up
have,
and shit though. You know, you've done it before.
I know the basics and that's it.
Okay.
I can do it without completely destroying my voice. And I guess that's the first step.
That is the first step.
So are you just, like, you know, mainly trying to focus on, like, one style of vocals, or?
I don't know. Kind of just
or multiple styles. like pig squeals and fried screams and shit.
I hate pig squeals, honestly. Well, yeah, that's kind of outdated. I won't say outdated, but you have to do it right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
But no, like, see, that's what I like to do. I just like to be dynamic. I like to do anything I can.
Okay. That's cool, man. Yeah.
I'm picky.
Yeah.
Range is where it's at. Bet you my highs are louder than yours. Bet you my highs are higher than yours. I bet they are. Scream off, let's go.
Yeah. Take my headphones off.
No, no. Like, let me just
go ahead, man.
We would not do that in this tiny room.
Yeah.
That would be bad for everybody involved.
You think so?
No.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be embarrassed by Hayden. Hayden's probably got some of the best vocals I've heard.
Yeah.
Ever. Damn. Not really. Yes, really. No, not really. I'm lying. I'm being nice to him now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing I have, you know, chargers and all that
yeah,
cause shit.
Yeah, because this is running longer than when I was here by myself. That's cause I'm
yeah.
Hating to be mean too.
Yeah,
so.
And it's actually fucking recording the audio and stuff.
46, yeah.
Well,
be better if we had beer. Let me down again without the beer.
Yeah, man. Well, you was just saying you have to drive and shit. What happened to that?
I can drink. I can drink two or three beers and still be sober.
Hold on.
I can't take a puff and still be sober.
No, that's not.
That doesn't sound correct though. Like that sounds like it might be in your head. You know.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
If you take a good hour to sober up, like right,
this episode's over. Thanks for listening. I'm going home.
I'm not even stoned anymore.
I'm a lightweight. Hayden knows that.
To a certain extent, you know. I mean. He's like, I'm pretty stoned, man. I don't know about that.
I'm feeling it. I'm not as stoned as anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't smoke the devil's lettuce, boys.
The devil's lettuce.
So me and Hayden are gonna name our band the devil's lettuce.
Yeah, it helps me interact with people a lot easier. You know what I mean? So having people over here that are new and shit, you know, it definitely helps me if I can like wind down a little bit. And
not me.
Yeah,
I just fucking space out.
Oh, really?
I can't focus on anything.
Really? Yeah. It does. It gets like that sometimes. You know what I mean?
I always think it's like people say though, like certain medications people take to abuse, and when they abuse it, it has a different effect of whenever the person that actually needs it takes it.
Yeah.
It's not saying that people that don't need marijuana shouldn't smoke. That's fine.
Yeah.
But,
no. Yeah.
With
that being it
said,
should
it,
definitely
it
be
has
recreational.
Different effects on everybody, and some people it doesn't have as medical effect is what it does.
Yeah. It's a pretty great, you know, plant and shit, man. I mean, you
ain't
know,
no plant is drug.
Yeah, we're in Arkansas.
It kills
right
people. You don't wanna go murder.
Yeah, but fucking
everybody who smokes the devil's lettuce becomes a drug dealer and ends up in jail. That's a scientific
has tattoos
yeah.
and has a god.
They also only believe in Satan. They're going to hell.
Shit.
Fuck, man. Yeah, Satan music. That's what we listen to, man. Fucking Satan music.
That's how my
music.
Mom was when I was growing up. You can't listen to that. That's the devil's music. It's going to make you kill people.
Satan.
Here I am listening to it for the last 15 years of my life, and I haven't killed anyone yet. I've thought about it.
Satan's still an angel, and he's God's favorite son, so don't even care.
Joking.
I've got a satanic go ahead cursing. The same old devil's logo on it. But yeah.
There you go.
We're all just a bunch of devil worshipers. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what it is. I don't think that
I hope my mom doesn't.
I
mom
love their
They don't even know how to get a hold of my
fucking
mom.
Logo
they chose. She's not on my Facebook.
Shit, though.
She doesn't have Facebook. My mom is one of those people that's like social media is for the devil. Why? No. I've explained to you enough.
No. I have to know her name.
No, you don't. No. No. Yeah. You're fired.
So do you guys listen to the same old devils?
Yeah. Aiden does. I've heard
him. Yeah.
I've been on his podcast like 3 times. So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, excuse Randy's me. A cool dude.
I love him.
Yeah.
You love yeah. fucking him? Okay. Make sure you send the awesome.
You need
to
go on you need to try and get on his podcast, man.
I'm sure Hayden could get me on there.
Bro.
Yeah.
I think
he's still
just hit him up.
Let's hope.
Just message him.
I'm gonna just yell this out.
We can message him right now.
I'd like to be on Crash Cast.
Yeah.
They ignore me, Corey.
It's okay. I had a music video and I haven't
been
on there.
Oh.
That's okay. That's
all right. He's
well. In everybody's defense, like, everything fucking went to shit.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, everything did go to shit, you know?
In a while, so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when this shit goes back to normal, I can hop on theirs, too. Because I like Crash Guys, I like Corey.
Record remotely, man. It's like the platform that I host my show through. Like, they've got a pretty sweet little feature where you can fucking, record remotely pretty fucking easily. So, Anchor.
We need to do our podcast we were talking about.
What is it? What's it going to be? What's it going to be about?
What are we talking about? Local food, right?
Well,
something.
No,
I don't remember.
So,
he had an idea.
So, I run a Instagram right now. It's called Coffee and Brunch.
Yeah.
And so basically what I do is I'm a big coffee person, and I usually go to all the coffee shops, and that's typically where I do all my editing at.
Yeah.
Whenever it's, open to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I always want to do is always go to, like, coffee and brunch places, because that's brunch is my favorite time of the day, because it's usually between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. My favorite time to eat. Because sometimes I can get breakfast, sometimes I can get lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So I always wanted to go around to, like, the little coffee shops, like the food trucks and stuff like that, and do reviews for that on my Instagram, but also maybe incorporate it into, like, podcasts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
For now, local, but I'm always thinking bigger, so expand one day.
Hmm.
Never going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Not with that attitude.
You're
fired.
Yeah.
I'm always fired. Was I even hired in the first place?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry about rent when you move up here. We gotta get you settled and get your shit straight first.
I haven't kicked you out yet. I told you I was gonna pay you with the Chris high five last night. You said okay, and I gave him a high five today, and he said it didn't
ever happen.
Yeah.
He's lying.
He has no proof.
That's fucking great.
Good thing that was empty. Ugh.
Hell yeah. But. Anyway, damn, this is good.
I feel so I'm left out because I don't want to smoke. So I have to drive.
Oh, no, you're being responsible, man.
I'm always the responsible one. Always.
Yeah.
No.
I think the only time I've not been the responsible one was on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I need some more, I need some newer albums to put up on my walls to complement my fucking classic rock albums.
Yep.
I had My Chemical Romance album, the fucking Black Parade on fucking vinyl, and then I had, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge on fucking vinyl, and my kids fucked up both of them. They threw it in the yard like a fucking frisbee, and I showed up from work, and it was laying in the yard, and it was all scratched to hell, and I fucking swear to God I about had a heart attack. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Well,
not the My Chemical Romance, man.
You know, speaking of My Chemical Romance, they finally come back, and boom, a pandemic, and all their shows are canceled.
Yeah, I know, man, I saw that.
Fully convinced that they caused the pandemic, it's their fault. The return of MCR at the end of the world.
Dude, that's fucking, they're such a great band.
They are.
It's like, you know, they played a big role in my childhood growing up. Them and AFI and Seosin and fucking all of those. fucking bands,
like,
man.
Like I was saying earlier, I had a brother, or have a brother that's 5 years older than me. So, like, because of my age, like, I always was exposed to his stuff, too, when he was going through it. Because we're still close enough to being, like, we weren't too far apart, but we weren't close enough to actually being, like, in the same age group. So, I was always, like, getting into his stuff. He was real big into Rancid and all that shit. And that's where I got into it. That's where I got into metal, too. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what got me started in the metal. No one really introduced it to me because I grew up in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's really listening to it.
Yeah.
I just kind of...
I'm good, man.
I don't remember what got me started, but I remember the band that got me started was Hawthorne Heights, but I think that's got most people started with the death screaming.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, they're all right, like, man. It Dies Today.
John Ford Cowboy is pretty cool back in the day.
John Ford Cowboy.
Hawthorne Heights got me started, and then, like, I discovered Attack Attack not too long after
I still listen
like, oh,
to
shit,
John Ford Cowboy on a fucking daily basis. It's on my fucking main playlist, man.
I went through...
I got three so just, out all of their albums.
I went through just this weird, weird phase in junior high where, like, I was listening to my brother's metal, and I would like literally some of it, but not all of it. Like, I like Caliban and stuff like that. And then one day, John Ford Cowboy dropped their Doom album, and I was like, okay, this is different. And I was like, okay, I like this. And then that next day, I put on my brother's Black Dahlia Murder album again. That's when I started learning, loving vocals, because Trevor is by far one of the best writers and performers and vocalists to ever exist.
Yeah.
Black Dahlia Murder is phenomenal.
Hell yeah. Eh.
You just don't know talent.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's not talented. I just don't like that.
I got
into death metal stuff.
Fucking black metal back in the day,
it's
too.
It's death metal. I would say there's still death metal, just straight death metal.
John Ford Cowboy is definitely death metal.
Death metal now. Yeah, dude. They're on the more black. Their Soul Eater, I think a Soul Eater album or whatever that was. Sun Eater. Or, I don't know. I'm bad with names, but I like the album. I like the songs on those out.
Okay.
That was really fucking dark.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that black metal shit. I got into Cradle of Filth really fucking hardcore back in the day, man. They're a really good British fucking band. Black metal band, bro.
Just don't like that kind of stuff.
You can't say, and I get that, but, I mean, you have to respect for what it is.
Cause yeah.
Because like, those, like, literally, they're some of the best guitarists, drummers, just best musicians in that band. And they even reached the top 50 charts.
Yeah.
During the last album.
I don't disagree that they're not. Like, that they're talented or anything, I just don't enjoy listening to it.
Yeah. Yeah, not everybody does, you know. It's definitely, I guess, an acquired taste, man, you know. But, yeah, I enjoy listening to those guys, man. What do you like listening to?
I like a lot of metal. Like, I just don't like when they go into the death metal side of things. Like,
yeah.
Hayden's got me into
it's just dark and shit, yeah.
Hayden's got me into a little bit of heavier stuff, but it's still something I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, some of those death metal songs, they're like, you know, fellas fucking kill everything and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, fuck, bro, you know, some of those can get, you know, fucking, I don't know, pretty dark and shit, you know?
Well, I don't care if, like, they're dark or whatever, jeez, I mean, my top artist for... The decade was Nothing Nowhere, which all of his lyrics are dark and about suicide and shit, but...
Yeah.
Which, I want him to put out a new album.
I think all the bands that I grew up listening to and shit are like all fucking gloomy and shit if you're really thinking about it. But it's so great, though, man. But I think they did a study on that, man. Some college did like a study where... They fucking played, like, different music, like, metalheads. Like, listening to metal is, like, therapeutic, man. And it's, like, to a point where it, like, makes us happy to hear that certain people, metal, like, real heavy shit, actually does the opposite of what you think it would do with their fucking brains and shit, and their chemical balance of their brain and shit like that. When they hear it, man, they just get happy, man. So they start releasing more dopamine and shit.
That's what I want to do. I want to punch someone accidentally, but also on purpose.
Music is a fucking powerful thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you go to those shows, and, you know, the music is dark, yeah, but you got some of the fucking best vibes that you're gonna get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
From being around the same people, you know, other people that think like you, you know. And I know, you know, living here in Arkansas, sometimes living here in Arkansas is fucking like being into real heavy death metal and shit like that, you know what I mean? Going to school and shit when you're young and stuff, you're like, damn, you know, you don't see a whole lot of people that are into the same shit as you, and you're like, I remember thinking, like, damn, is there anybody else out there that fucking likes this kind of shit? And then I went to Vino's when I was, like, fucking 13 or 14 for the first time, and I was like, there's more people like me. It's like, and yeah. Then, yeah. And then that's where I started getting into, the, like, local music and shit more, but, yeah.
Awkward silence.
Yeah, awkward silence.
Because we're running out of stuff to talk about.
No, it's not.
Shut up, Hayden. You just don't want to go home.
I've been out very few times, and that's not good for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are you... You're more like an extrovert, man.
No.
Like,
no. Hayden.
I am, like...
He says it's not good for him to be cooped up too long.
Like, I don't. Yeah. I like being able to go out. And, I mean, I'm not necessarily just, like, all about being around and talking to people all the time. But, like I said, I like going to coffee shops. I just like being around people.
Yeah.
Like, and if something, like, and there's more times than not that I end up talking to someone that I'm there if I'm alone. Because, like, the other people are there alone. Shit happens. Like,
yeah.
So, and then people see me editing and they ask questions.
Oh, like, yeah, people fucking come and ask questions to you while you're editing at the coffee shops and shit.
Yeah, there are people that ask me about editing.
Does it get on your nerves?
No, not really. No. This one dude actually went to college at UCA, and he does, like, short films and stuff around here, and he actually sat down with me one time and started talking to me, and he was a really cool dude, and, like, we worked together a little bit, did a few things about, I did some stand-in work for camera work for him. And so that was pretty fun. Like, I met some pretty cool people there that way. So, I mean, and like I said, I work with a lot of portraiture and stuff, and I do a lot of, like, editing, and people, like, will see me working on it, and they just ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then they ask questions about photos, and then they're like, oh, well, you charge? Yeah.
You'd probably be good at, like, styling and shit websites with code, man.
Well,
you'd
see,
probably be good at that.
I mean, I made my own website, so, but it wasn't that hard. They make it easier.
So you can code and shit a little bit?
No, not really. But it's just, like, basic website stuff, building, like, because they make it easy for you now, like, with, like, Squarespace and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it's not that it doesn't interest me, I just, I don't know. If it benefited me more, I would do it.
Yeah.
I really want to get into more graphic design stuff, so I can start doing that. I really want to sell prints.
So. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking... That's one of the class that I'm working on right now, man. Working on finishing. And it's been the most challenging one. Like, learning to fucking code HTML, which is, like, the basic skeleton. And then CSS, fucking where you style your website and shit with code. That shit was pretty easy. Fairly fucking easy, man. But the fucking, like, you know, graphic design shit, man, is fucking, you know, coding, that's a little more bitch. There's a little more to fucking, like, you know, memorizing, like, all the different codes for, like, you know, different, like, colors and shit, and, like, mixing colors and shit. It's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
There's codes for a lot of shit. I've gotten to where I save every fucking thing, like, because it gives you the option to save, to download your solution on your fucking computer, and it'll download the fucking code and shit, so you could have it, you know, in, you know, on deck anytime you need it with when you're working on a project. So I do that shit. I've got a ton of shit saved on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And fucking using Linux for that shit, running side by side with fucking you know, Chrome OS, it's pretty fucking straight, man.
I just love Apple, honestly. Mac OS processor.
Yeah.
Mac is just where it's at. I don't know. I guess there's benefits for both, really, to be honest. Like, if I had a... If I had a full, like, on, like, desktop home-based computer that I worked at, where I had, like, a full monitor set up and all that,
yeah,
I might go with, like, a Windows computer. computer because I would probably build a computer at that point.
Yeah.
Something that would just have Unreal specs. Like,
yeah.
That I couldn't get in a Mac without spending $10,000, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't really plan on doing that. I always want to be mobile as a
phone. They make shit more difficult, like, with the Apple and shit. They make it way more difficult to fuck with their stuff, man.
It is.
You know, like this computer right here, I can fucking, like, put whatever I want on it. Like, whatever kind of fucking processor and shit. That,
yeah.
Like, you know, by fucking downloading it from the fucking back end, man. And fucking... Yeah. People aren't gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm sitting here. Yeah. I was like, damn. I just thought about that. But anyways, yeah, that shit's fucking fun though. I like computers. But anyways,
I run a basic HP laptop.
Yeah.
In Windows, it does what I need, runs Photoshop and runs Lightroom, that's all I need. So
yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. I fucking suck at Photoshop, man.
Oh, I do too. I rarely use it.
Definitely better than me, man. I've seen your pictures. Your fucking car looks sick, dude.
Those pictures were so fun fact, the ones that I took and posted on my photography page.
Yeah.
Those were taken off my S9 Plus with my phone.
Really?
Thrown into Lightroom just to touch up the colors a bit.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. I'm fixing to get the fucking Galaxy 20, man.
That's right. That's what I want.
I'm getting that this weekend. I'm going to go ahead and fucking order it, man. I've had this fucking, this phone right here. It's a fucking Galaxy. It's an older Galaxy, but I've had it for way too long, man. Like, screen's cracked. It's all shitty. But, do y'all want to plug in y'all's fucking pages and shit?
Brett Cole Photography on Facebook, Brett Cole Photo on Instagram and Twitter, and that's it.
Hello.
Wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. Unparalleled Images on Facebook and Instagram.
There you go, man.
We haven't officially combined yet or merged. It's work in the works and it's happening, but we'll be merging soon.
You might as well.
I mean, Brett Cole Photography will still be running. It'll just be like when I'm doing my solo stuff.
Yeah.
Like I said, it goes back to I don't want him not to do his own thing or anybody that works, like I say, eventually for me. But I want to make a media company. And under that media company, I'm Unparalleled Images will always be, but it's going to end up being Unparalleled Media, where we work on, you know, video. Most probably end up being more video and commercial photography and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Trying to do big events, big concerts, big artists, working with, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. So that's the end goal, and then doing movies.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas for a movie? Or?
Oh, dude, unbelievably amount. Like, honestly, that's one thing I think a reason why I like Arkansas, because... Mm-hmm. It's always something I think I want to do, too, is make something that's really based out of Arkansas or use Arkansas a lot in my movies.
Yeah, it's got a great fucking... we have a bunch of different landscapes and scenery, man. Our fucking towns
I mean, I love it here. I just don't always want to be... I want to basically move, be somewhere else, and then come back and die here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that movie, how did nobody know that they were filming around here? They filmed, like, a whole scene sequence in Mac Scenes in Hot Springs.
For real?
Yeah.
For what?
For that movie, Arkansas. Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Because
it's based out of... They were in Little Rock at the start, and then they ended up down
there. They're all over Little Rock, and then they're in Hot Springs, Star City.
And they filmed it on location.
Yeah. And then in Pine Bluff.
That's fucking awesome. I'm going to have to check that out.
It was a good movie. Yeah. I liked it.
$10 on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Yeah.
Well.
All right, man. Well, that's it. Hope everybody enjoyed, and we're